Yes, we did.
Monday, the 30th of November, Yud Gimel Kislev, Rabbi Eliezer Perlman, the Chiyuv of Tchila.
In all the parashas of Bereishis, until the Yishlach, we find, if we look carefully, a central theme of Tfilah. Every single parasha until the Yishlach, we find Tfilah mentioned in that parasha. I'd just like to deal with it a little bit, to deal with the Chiyuv of Tfilah, as we know it. The Rambam, in Hilchus Tfilah, first of all in the Keteras already, in the title of the titling line of the Hilchus Tfilah, he writes already, one mitzvah is Lavid is Hashem, b'chol yoyim b'tfilah, there is a daily mitzvah, d'oraisa, to daven. In the actual Rambam, he writes, "Halacha Aleph, mitzvah saseh leispalel b'chol yoyim, shenema v'avadetem es Hashem adikeichem." There's a mitzvah saseh to daven every single day, as it says, "V'avadetem es Hashem adikeichem." The pi ashmo alondu shavoida zu hitfilo shenema ulavdoi b'chol levavchem. Omru chacham ezu hi avoida shebeleiv zu tfilah. Avoida shebeleiv is tfilah. In Sefer Mitzvahs also, Rambam writes also, there is a mitzvah say, and this mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa to be mispalel b'chol yom. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that what is the surah of this mitzvah? What is the format of this mitzvah tefillah? Says the Rambam, chiyuv mitzvah zu kachu sheyodah mischanin umispalel b'chol yom. Umagid shvoche shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'achar kach shoyel tzorocho. First he says the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he shoyel tzorocho, if she'll tzorich lehem, kebakosho u'btchino, ve'achar kach noisim shevach v'hoidoye l'Hashem, yeah, from Moedim on, mitzay on, from, is the hoidoye to Hashem, al ha'toyve sheshpira le'kolech u'lefikoyche. So there's three parts to tefillah. There is the shevach at the beginning, the bakosho in the middle, and the hoidoye at the end. Which appears to be from the Rambam that this is a part of the etzem mehus of tefillah. Part of the actual tefillah is these three chalokim. Similarly, in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam gives us a little history. He tells us that after the Churban, when Nebuchadnezzar, Harosh destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and exiled Klal Yisrael, so from then on, people's language became mixed up. People were not so fluent in Lashon HaKodesh, and if one would be expected to start putting together one's own bakoshes, one would end up having a whole mixture, and would the tefillah wouldn't look very fluent and wouldn't look very pleasant. And therefore, Chazal came along and they formatted the tefillah and they put the bakoshes into a particular format in order that we should all daven the same, and that is the idea of the, that is the way we do tefillah nowadays. The Ravid in Halacha Yud, and this is obvious to all of us, he mentions a lashon that on Shabbos our tefillah se'einon ela hidois. We don't mention any bakosha. This is very difficult, very puzzling. If the Rambam wrote earlier in Halacha Beis that the actual tzura of the mitzvah is shevach, bakosha, and hidoh, how can it be that Shabbos comes along, we have the same mitzvah derisa, and suddenly the bakosha falls away? It's einon ela hidois. It's only hidois. There's no bakosha there at all. It seems rather puzzling. We move on. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, as we mentioned, the Rambam brings down the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. The Ramban there argues with the Rambam. He brings many different places where you find in Shas that the mitzvah of tefillah is only drabonon. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, and he's not very happy with this Rambam. At the end of his thesis, arguing with the Rambam, he writes, "V'efshe, if you're going to say that there is such a thing, a mitzvah at all, then a tefillah-based tzorah is deraisa. Only a tefillah-based tzorah, only when we require something specific, that is deraisa. Nothing else is deraisa." They say, for Achinuch and others learn that the Ramban means, that is the maskonas of Ramban, the Ramban taka holds that there is a mitzvah deraisa to be mispalel-based tzorah. But there is no mitzvah deraisa, no daily mitzvah deraisa, to daven per se. The Kinas Sofrim asked straight away on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, asked on the Ramban, that how can you say that there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to be mispalel every day? How can it be? He says the whole purpose of tefillah is also levakish midayoyim biyoyim meisaboyer day machzerenu asher yachsalom mitzorcha bnei adam atmidim asher bel adam yevshel iskayim ula tzorachim ula needs are basically nes tzorach. We need to daven a kodesh baruch hu all the time. Everything we need, everything from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything we get comes as a total shefa from the a constant shefa from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Lechem Nechol Boso, Al Tzad HaChesed, This is proper Avodas Tefillah. The real Avodas HaTefillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us everything. We need to eat every day, we need to be clothed, we need everything we need every day. How can it be that Ramban sort of pushes that to the side and says, oh no, only when it's Nes Tzora. It's very difficult to understand. Derech Agav, one could perhaps use the Ramban to explain in last week's parsha. Yaakov said to Rachel that when she asked him, Havali Bonim, answered Yaakov to her, and he says to her, I should give you Bonim. He says, why are you asking me? He prevented you from having children. Now I've got my own children. I haven't got a problem. You've got the problem. And the Mefarshim go to town. What's going on over here? How could Yaakov speak? Kacha. Is this how we speak to our Koresh? This is how we speak to a lady who hasn't got any children? We just say, that's not my problem. Your problem is my problem. It's not my problem. It's your problem. Perhaps the Fina Ramban, the Pshat is, that what Yaakov Avinu was saying was, there's a chi of tefillah based tzora. I don't have an east tzora. Therefore, there's no chi of tefillah on me. I'm only made a mitzvah of the Oymid. You're a mitzvah of the Oymid. You're the one who has the chi of tefillah, and you're the one who has to daven. Don't throw the back onto me, because it's not going to help. You're the one who has to daven over here. That's Derech Agav. Akupanim, in order to understand these two things, the Rambam, on the one hand, who said the Bakosha seems to be an intrinsic part of the tefillah, and on Shabbos we find that it is not, and to understand this Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, let us have a look at what is the etzem, the essence of tefillah, the mahus of tefillah, and perhaps we can understand the mechanism of how tefillah works. Because of course, the obvious question which everybody asks always is, what's the purpose of Bakoshis in tefillah? We present the Rebbeinu Shalom with our shopping list, our requests. Rebbeinu Shalom knows them already. If he wanted to give them to us, he would have given them to us anyway. What's the point in the Bakoshis? Second of all, we find the Akedas Yitzchok, Yitzchok Arama, who lived in Spain in the 15th century, he asked the question that we call tefillah Avodah Shebalev. Avodah Shebalev. And there's a mitzvah of Avodah Shebalev, the way we saw in the Rambam. Now, how is it possible? It's very difficult, it's very puzzling. How can it be we give a mitzvah to go and ask for what you want? If a child goes and asks his mother, I want some ice cream, I want this, I want shoes, I want this, I want that, you're going to tell me it's a big Avodah? This child is going through an Avodah, I'm asking for something that I want, this child is getting what he wants, he's doing what he wants. So we need things every time. We're going to ask the Rebbeinu Shalom because we want it. Why should there be a mitzvah, an avodah? It's a big avodah, hinni mukhar and musulman. What's going on over here? To answer this, let's have a look in the Chovas Halvavos, Rabbeinu Bachai. Well worth looking at inside, in Sharach Hesbon HaNefesh, in Perek Gimel. He writes as follows. Baroi lecho achi sheteda. It is worthy, my brothers, my achai, that you should know, what is our kavanah in tefillah? The longing of the nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the humbling before him. Imre Musa with his exalted, the nefesh is very exalted, but one puts oneself down, the boira, to his creator, ushvacha v'oidosa lishmoi, on shevach and oidor to Hashem, v'ashlochas kol yaveh olov. In essence, in a nutshell, what is tefillah? Tefillah is the hachno'o, the klois ha-nefesh, putting oneself, humbling oneself before the Rebbeinu Shalom, appreciating that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom, v'ashlochas kol yaveh olov, throwing all our needs onto the shoulders of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were. What's all the rest of the tefillah? Levishnoi kovid ala nefesh. This is difficult. This could cause us to remember this the whole time. It is very difficult for us to focus. How to start davening and our mind wanders all over the place, our heart all over the place. The only way to be able to try and focus our thoughts on what we want from the Rebbeinu Shalom is to put it into words. is to put it into words and to put it into bakoshis. Since we are thinking all over the place, our mind's going all over the place, it was very difficult for us, by ourselves, to be mesade the inyoni atfila. Therefore, tiknu oisam razal b'milim mesukonim yisadri ma'odim b'rishoinoi b'pnei makshavas hanefesh o'ileches achar ha'mayma, etc. He continues in this vein. The idea, in other words, of the bakoshes and the words in the tefillah are purely a means to an end. They're not really what we're aiming for. We're not really aiming for asking the Baruch Shalom for X, Y, and Z. Really, what we're trying to do is this lashon of trying to raise up to b'machnia ourselves to appreciate that everything comes from the Baruch Shalom, and the way to do it is through saying these bakoshes and these words. But that is not the goal. The goal is purely to bring ourselves to a matzav, to a situation where we are appreciating that everything comes from the Baruch Shalom, and we are humbling ourselves to the Baruch Shalom. This is quite a lofty level, that we should be able to reach it to level when we say, Rafa'enu, we're not thinking, please heal me. All we're thinking of is, I want to appreciate that this comes from the Baruch Shalom. That's a very high, lofty level. But all is not lost. There is another sources which show that there is another level as well. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos Davov, anyone who says Asheri three times a day, as we do, muftach lo yishu ben olam habo. He is definitely a ben olam habo. That's a very puzzling Gemara. Because you said Asheri, therefore you're muftach lo yishu ben olam habo. What is the pshat in this? In the Ein Yaakov, the Mefarish on the Ein Yaakov, he says a beautiful pshat. And he says like this, there are two levels of tefillah, two madrigas of tefillah that a person can reach. The higher level of tefillah, which one aims to try and reach, is to iskarvus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning to appreciate that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And all we are trying to do, similar to what we said before from the Chovas HaLovis, that one is trying to appreciate that every good which comes to us, everything which we get comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's it. We're not actually asking him for what we want. We're not being selfish and asking selfishly for what we want. We're just trying to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam and appreciate that it all comes from him. That's a very high level. The second level, which is also perfectly valid, but it's not as high a level, is the level that we're asking for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We go, we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we say, Atochenu L'Adam Das, Choneinu Me'itcha, give me Das, give me Refuah, give me health, give me wealth, etc. Which is valid because one wouldn't go to a dentist to ask him to heal one's foot. One wouldn't go to an optician to ask him to help him with one's teeth. If one stands before the Ribbono Shel Olam and one asks him, please give me wealth, that means I'm appreciating that it comes from you, and therefore, please give it, please will you give me? I'm appreciating the wealth comes from you, the health comes from you, everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and now we're asking for it. But it's a second madrigal. Says the Mefarsh, says the Ein Yaakov, the Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Asheri, the whole capital of Asheri, does not contain any bakoshes. It is purely shvachos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is purely appreciation of what the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Besides, it doesn't mean we are not asking him, give me. We are expressing the thought that Shpoch is the one who is Pesach, he is Pesach, his hands, to give us. We're not actually asking him to give us. It's a statement, sort of. We're appreciating that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who gives us, who opens his hand towards us. Therefore, says the Ein Yaakov, if one says this three times with Kavona before Tefillah, one puts oneself into the perspective, into this perspective before one davens, one's Tefillah will reach this high madrega, one will become a Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Habo. Because through that, he gets to being on the higher level of being a Ben Olam Habo, because he appreciates everything comes from the Ben Shalom. I'm not purely standing here because I have selfish wants. I'm standing here because I'm appreciating, I'm trying to reach to this higher level to be machnia myself, to appreciate that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Similarly, the Meiri, in his Chibur HaTshuva, Meiri has a Sefer in the set, Sefer Chibur HaTshuva, he writes over there as well, there's two inyonim in Tefillah. One is the Sabri B'Shvachi Hashem Uvin Shvoisov V'Goydel Maisov. One is to relate the Shvachis and the Niflois of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to appreciate that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, all these shvachos, to appreciate, as we've said before, and to be machnia oneself, and to get to such a level. But the second level, he says, is the second point is the bakasha sa'odom al inyanei gufoi v'tzoyer chumroi v'dvarim atzrichim loy. In other words, the bakasha to go and ask the Rebbeinu Shlom for that which we require, and that is the second level of tefillah. Says the Meiri, on Shabbos, we say shaloi tehitzara v'yogin v'anocha b'yoyim menucha sein. We don't want to mention tzara v'yogin v'anocha. We don't mention our chesrins, the things that we're lacking. That which we are lacking are tzoris. The tzoris v'yogin v'anocha b'yoyim menucha sein. That's got no place on Shabbos. Says the Meiri. With this idea of the Meiri, and together with the Ein Yaakov, I think we can explain and understand the chat over here in the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says to us, tells us, that there is a mitzvah of avodah shebelev, which is b'chol yoyim. This mitzvah of avodah shebelev, the definition of this mitzvah of avodah shebelev, which the Rambam is telling us, the definition of this is an avodah for us to try and reach a skarvus and hachnor to the Rebbeinu Shleim, an appreciation that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shleim. That is the definition of avodah shebelev. Again, avodah shebelev really means Avodah Shebelev Zut Tefillah, means there is a daily mitzvah for us to put ourselves into a position of appreciating that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shleim and be machnia ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shleim in order that he should be able to give this to us. The means that we do this through is through Bakosha. The Bakosha is not Be'etzim per se. The Bakosha is not an actual part of the Tefillah. It's not the main requirement of the Tefillah. The reason why we do Bakosha is because this is the means that we will get to this higher level of trying to be machnia ourselves and appreciating the Rebbeimus of the Rebbeinu Shlom and that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Because when we stand before him with these Bakoshas, which Chazal beautifully wrote and Masada for us, through doing these bakoshas, we come along and we stand before him and we say, oh look, this is Refa'inu. In other words, the Kavanah, when we say Refa'inu is, I appreciate that Refa'inu, the Refa'ah comes from you. I appreciate that Parnasa comes from you. I appreciate the Das comes from you. Everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom. And therefore, the definition of the Rambam is, the definition of Tefillah is the avodah of the appreciation that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom. The way we get to it is through Bakosha. That is the way we get to this high level. Therefore, on Shabbos, we're on a higher madriga, Le'is Anigal Hashem, Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah, where we find the Rambam Yom Bakoshas. And all these times of the year, we aspire to a closeness to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Mm-hmm. There, we don't mention Bakoshas. We get to the goal without going through this means to the end. That is the Fishitas HaRambam, and that is the Avalatim as Hashem. This is the Avoida Shebelev, which the Rambam is talking about. We mentioned that all the parshiyos one finds Tefillah. If one looks carefully, one will find that there are two different drachim of Tefillah, in the two different types of Tefillah in all these parshiyos. On the one hand, we have Avraham Tikein Shachris, Yitzchok Tikein Mincha, Yaakov Tikein Tefillas Arvis. This is the daily Tefillah Avodah Shebelev, irrelevant of what one needs. I mean, one always needs, but irrelevant of that, there's an Avodah Shebelev to get up in the morning and here in the Mokhan, I'm doing my Avodah Shebelev. I'm trying to be discovered to the Rebbeinu Shlom. The second type of Tefillah is a Tefillah based Torah. The second type of Tefillah, Vayetah Yaakov, Lenoichach Ishtoi, Vayetah Yitzchak, Lenoichach Ishtoi, we find in Vayishlach, Yaakov is Bespalah based Torah, and all the other Tefillahs that we find all along. That is the other type of tefillah, which has nothing to do with Avodah Shebelev per se. The makor for such a tefillah is totally from a different place. It's from a psukim which deal with a tzara. The Ramban holds that there's no such thing, Jeraisa, as Avodah Shebelev zut tefillah. This whole discussion which we had before of the Chavis Al-Ovis, with the Meiri, with the Ein Yaakov, this whole discussion was all in the Avodah Shebelev zut tefillah. All in this avodah of trying to get to this higher level. However, when it comes to based tzora, tefillah based tzora, that's nothing to do with avodah shebelev. And now it says the Ramban, there is no daily mitzvah per se to get up in the morning and be mispalel to the Rebbeinu Shlom. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that we all have tzorachim. Although it says based tzora, what does Ramban mean by based tzora? Ramban means to say that we all have needs. Just like the Kinas Sofrim said, we all have needs. We need food. What's the difference if it's a big need or a small need? The Ramban, interestingly enough, if you look in the Hakdama to Eoiv, the Ramban's Pirush in Eoiv, the Ramban says the following Lashon. Ve'ein hefrush ben kol tefilos David ben Yishai utfiloseinu b'chol yoim. There's no difference between the whole of tefilos David ben Yishai, the whole of Tehillim, and our tefilos b'chol yoim. What does the Ramban mean to say? The Ramban means to say, and he's talking about this Torah Dvarav, this is Ramban very much Lushitosi. The Ramban is the one who always tells us that there's no difference between the Nisim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Klal Yisrael, the big Nisim, and the small Nisim. The Ramban, over there in the Akdama Tehiyov, and more famously in Parashat Bo, there's the famous Ramban, where he says that all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is all Nisim. Teva, the notion is nature, is Teva, everything is Nisim. And from the great Nisim, we appreciate the small Nisim, says the Ramban. The Ramban means the same thing over here. Eis Tzara, what's the difference if it's a big Eis Tzara, a earth-shattering, life-threatening situation, or it's the fact that we need something to eat today, or we need whatever it might be, small inyanim, which every single day, and it comes out, therefore, that the Ramban, there is a chiyuv every day, every minute of the day, perhaps. Whenever one needs something from the Rabbeinu Shalom, one has to get up and one has to ask for what's shochim from the Rabbeinu Shalom. But there's no daily mitzvah per se, there's no difference if it's today or tomorrow. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, there's a daily mitzvah, every single day one has to do avodah shebelev, irrelevant of what one needs, one has to get up and say, I'm going to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom today. According to Ramban, that mitzvah is not deraisa. The only mitzvah deraisa is a tefillah-based tzara, which, as I say, refers to every single type of tzara, whether it's a small tzara, or it's a big need, or a small need, it's irrelevant, it doesn't make any difference. It will be zoicha that through the tefillahs that we have to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we will be have his karvus, the Rebbeinu Shalom will be zoicha to be his karvus, from here at the